Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So, in this episode, there is a situation towards the end, or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault, because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. One. Oh, look at that. You did good. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a new one. And this one's gonna be a little special. This is a part one. Just want to tell you guys that this is another part one. You guys love our specials. You guys love those. I can tell you guys do. This is another crossover, but don't worry, it's not Hawk Life again. It's not, trust me. It's someone completely different. These are two guys from a incredible group called the Never Ending Mixtape. You guys need to check them out. I'll put links down in the description for you. But yeah, I'm so honored to have these two represent them and welcome, guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course. I mean, when I have first heard of you guys because of Wesley, and he was putting on his stories about it and tweeting about it on Instagram, and I was like, wow, okay. And I heard that you guys have a show also, and I was like, okay, we gotta do something together. Like, we gotta do something. Like,
It's in the
no
stars. It
exceptions.
has to happen.
Yeah, shout out Wesley Rocco. He is part of our crew. He's on our server and is part of our tapes, and also apparently he is all over the place doing pods with you and on a bunch of different servers. That guy is active.
Oh yeah, definitely. He's one of my best friends, and he's so insane. Shout out to you, man. I love you. You're amazing. But anyway, people are scratching their heads up like, who are you guys? What are they doing here? So why don't you guys give a little backstory about you and the group?
All right, I'll go. My name is Stu. I created the Never Ending Mixtape, and for those of you who don't know what that is, Never Ending Mixtape is a series of albums that are recorded entirely through Discord by strangers who met on our server. What we do is essentially we allow for applications. If you are a vocalist, a producer, or an engineer, you can put in an application with some of your work, and then if we accept you, we add you to the server. And then from the server, people submit beats, people rap over those beats, and then eventually, when we decide who we want on a track, we get the whole thing mixed and engineered, and then we release it everywhere. So that is what the project is. Mike, you wanna?
Yeah, absolutely. And me from my side, I was one of those people that put an application in. I rap a little bit, I play some instruments. And as I got kind of into the Discord, into the server, into the never ending world, I was so blown away by just the fun banter that's going on in the Discord. So it just kind of popped an idea in my head. Why don't we start a podcast? Why don't we get people in a room and just start talking like people talk on the server? So we did that. We did that. We recorded a ton of episodes and we're doing weekly releases. We're only on
And
episode
so,
two, so we're still very, very, very new, but.
yeah, and Mike, you are the host, the primary host of the Never Ending Podcast.
That I am.
And we
That
have
is.
different people on every week. And crazy enough, it's all just been people from the server. They're all people in our group, but there's so many people in our group that we have different guests every episode. It's pretty awesome.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. And I respect what you guys are doing. I mean, I totally get why you guys want to start a show to get your group going and morally out there. I totally get it. I totally get it. And I love it. I love that you guys are getting that group going and getting, you know, more people in and getting the name out there. Like, that's amazing.
For sure. That's what it's all about.
As many ears as it can get to the music. Like, the whole idea is just get more ears on the music. The music is the focus. So I hope we accomplish that at some point.
At some point, yeah.
Please, y'all have passed some point. You guys already been doing that. I mean, check you guys out. And I've got to say, you guys are pretty impressive. I just got to say, I mean...
Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. We've got a lot more coming out soon this year, actually. So very excited to share that with you. So can you give us the since we're new here, can you give us the intro to this this podcast and your involvement in it?
Yeah, sure. So y'all know I'm Musically, my artist name. I love it. This is Wrap It Out. So basically, this show centered around giving artists a platform to talk about their music and to showcase their talents and to get their name out there, because a lot of people out there, they don't give artists a chance to have a platform to tell about their story, and those artists that never got a chance to, I'm here for them. I'm here, and they could hit me up anytime, and they could be like, I want an interview, and... That's why I'm here. I'm here to help small artists out, and I'm here to help them with anything music-wise, giving them a place to be comfortable and to have fun, because the music world is so competitive and so shitty, and it's a lot. And
word.
My show allows people to be comfortable and to talk about them, because... As an artist, you never really get a chance to, unless you're signed to a label, unless you're signed to, like, a huge label, you never get a chance to talk about music, other than your friends, maybe, but you never really get a chance to talk about about your music. And every single episode that I've ever done, I sat down with a person or a group of people, and they told me all about them and their music, and it's all about them, and sometimes they ask about me, and that's really just the whole thing with the show and everything, is to just give artists a platform they can use to promote themselves and to give themselves a name.
That's awesome. That's sounds like you, I mean, I'm just looking at the server now, I see a lot of people, a lot of former guests on there. It looks like you have a lot of, you've probably met a lot of interesting people doing this.
Absolutely, and people from around the world. I've saw from the UK to Canada to India, Romania.
I think
Australia.
That's one of our favorite. That's one of my favorite things, at least about our project, is that we have now over 150 people on our server. And as far as I know, we have over 40 different countries represented. And we do our podcast, we talk all the time, and it's just crazy to be so connected to people in all these different countries. We've been doing like a regular round of podcasts with some of our UK crew, and it's awesome to know that pretty much now wherever I travel in the world, there's always going to be somebody that is close by that I can hang out with. You know, it's crazy feeling.
That's what it is. You're just getting little Airbnbs all over the world that you can just stop in at.
That's it. At a certain point, I'm never going to have to pay to go anywhere. You know, it's just for gas, not for room and board.
Amen. I think one of my favorites has to be bands, because they, a lot of them said they're going on tour, and sometimes I'll ask, hey, can I get like a freebie? And they'll like, yeah, we'll give you a freebie. I mean,
yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, I wanna at least see if they're gonna give me a freebie. I interviewed them, so I just wanted to see if they'll give me like free tickets or like pretty much.
Yeah, we're hoping that someday we can have some never-ending mixtape concerts. That's a goal of ours for sure. Hopefully sometime in the next, by this time next year, we'll be able to say we've done at least one or two little shows or get-togethers.
Oh, exclusive. I don't think you've ever said that someplace. Exclusive.
Well, yeah, I guess that's exclusive. I mean, it's just a hope and dream of mine. So I guess right here is also where I'll announce that I want to make $1 billion. That's the exclusive. Stu says he wants to be a billionaire. But yeah, in reality, though, we're just a group of people who love making music. We're just all big fans of rap, and that's what brings us together. And I think it's resulted in a lot of awesome chemistry that you could, we have music out, and you wouldn't think that these people are strangers from across the world. You'd think that they were recording in a studio together. So that's what I really love about the experience. Also, if we do make $1 billion, that would be cool. But I'm fine just making the music.
I'll settle for $1 million.
$1 million? Yeah.
I'm not a greedy man.
Exactly. I'm no Jay-Z. Yet
big golden big dreams. I like it. And
if you're Jay-Z, I want to be Dame Dash, bro.
If I'm Jay-Z, you're Beyonce.
Fair enough.
My god. That's a little too big.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're right. I we can't all be a Beyonce.
I'm lucky to be Fast. Michelle Williams at this point.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Oh my god.
I mean, I would love to see you guys perform. I mean, have you guys ever done a virtual concert? Have you guys ever done that?
That's something that would be awesome to do, and we definitely want to do that. Actually, well, I'll let Mike speak on this because you have big ideas for content, but that's something we're trying to do, is branch out and have different content out there other than just the music and the podcast. So, Mike, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, like I'm a big concert goer, and there was like a concert sized hole in my heart during the pandemic. But a lot of like cool bands that I've seen are doing these really awesome virtual shows. And I really hope that's a trend that stays, because it's so convenient. Like, you can put out like a 25-minute show, charge, $4. And it's just like, it's a cool way to, engage with the audience and keep performing. So even when people can get back into big stadiums and all that, I mean, they're starting to do that now, but like once the industry catches back up, I hope there's still a place for those little virtual concerts, because I think they're so intimate and cool.
Oh yeah, there'll definitely be a place for that. And I wish, why didn't y'all tell me earlier about wanting to do a virtual thing? I am a sucker for virtual concerts. I've done two of them, and really? Honestly, yes, I've done two of them. I've done one in July, and I did one in August. I've actually collaborated with a record label to do a concert with their members in the label. It's called Ingematic Entertainment. Ingematic Electronic Entertainment. It's a Discord label, and we did a concert, and it was like so good. Like, hundreds of people tuned in, and with another podcast host, that one was okay.
Yeah, that's awesome to have that many people.
Yeah, that's amazing.
There's nothing better than hearing, than actually being in the moment with people listening to the music. We do live streams every time we have a release. The Saturday before our albums come out, or EPs or whatever we're dropping, we do a live stream where anyone on the server and beyond can just tune in and hear the songs for the first time. And that it's like a rush, to see the reactions coming in and to hear people just supporting each other. And, you'll have the artists on a track and the producers, and they'll all be there in the chat hyping each other up and complimenting each other's verses. And it's I don't know. There's nothing like it for me. It's like I'm not a vocalist myself, I just like, I created the project. I'm not really rapping on it. And so to be able to present that to people is like my version of a live concert. It's crazy.
So to be fair to yourself, like you've become the king of the interlude, like on all the solo albums that are coming out, like there's always a Stew, yelling interlude.
That is funny.
I love it.
Yeah. Since I'm like the head honcho of the server, people always want me to do their skits on their albums and stuff like that, and one or two people have actually asked me for a verse, but I do it sort of like like top dog. You know, I don't drop regular albums or anything. I would just do a verse here and there for people. But yeah, it's crazy because that's something that when I was a kid, me and my brother both just enjoyed making songs just for fun. And we actually had music up on MySpace and we would just rap and make songs when, you know, like when our cousin got married, we made her a song and stuff like that. And it was just always like a stupid, silly little hobby. And
what my passion name of that group?
Yeah. No, you're making me talk about it again. But me and my brother had a group called Static Seduction where we were on MySpace, and it was just the worst music you've ever heard. But it was just such a silly little thing that we like to do. And the fact that I'm able to actually make music now with extremely talented people is just like something that I do not take for granted. These people not only are my friends, but also just a huge blessing to actually be involved and to know such talent. It's crazy.
Yeah, 100%. And that's cute that you guys made a little group together. That's so cute. That's so nice. That's so cute.
We'll throw a link in the description. It's good.
Yeah. Ooh, nice. No, thank you.
I'm kidding.
Not linked to my old MySpace stuff. No thanks. But we'll link to our current stuff on Spotify.
And no one uses MySpace anymore.
Nah, I don't think you can even listen to some of our old stuff that we had on there. And to be clear, this has nothing to do with our current group, but just like all the music that was on MySpace, I actually tried to look it up the other day to share with some people because we were talking about it on our podcast, and I wanted to share the link, but it would not load on my phone for some reason. So I don't know if the music's even out there anymore or if it's just like a fossil somewhere on the internet, but it's definitely not easy to stream. So
That'd be a cool hipster thing. Like we're not even gonna mess with Facebook. We're not gonna put anything else. All of our stuff, find us on MySpace. Hit us up on Friendster.
It's funny though, because when I typed in MySpace to try to find that stuff, all these articles popped up from like maybe 4 or 5 years ago that were like, MySpace is poised to make a comeback. And I'm like, yeah, that happened. Like those whoever wrote those probably kicking themselves for that right now.
Oh yeah. No one uses Friendster in that anymore. So it's a good
Tom
thing.
Tom looked like a creep anyway. Like Tom looked like a dude you don't want to be friends with. I don't know who that guy actually was, but I don't like the way he looked at me. He's got that side eye look. I don't like it.
Yeah, Tom was a character. I forgot about Tom. Always assuming that everyone's gonna be his friend. Not my type of guy.
Yeah, a little pushy.
You gotta earn my trust.
I hope I have your trust. I hope so.
Absolutely. Anybody who invites us to come on their show has our trust. As long as you're not, you're gonna ask us for $50 afterwards. I'm just
playing with you. I'm not gonna charge you. No, I don't charge anyone.
Of course. Nah, it's all for the love of music.
That's it.
Sick. Good to know. And you know, if you guys ever want to do a virtual thing, I mean, it's really not hard to put. I mean, we only had 4 weeks of a concert together, and it was possible. It's really possible to do one, so.
That's definitely a goal.
Yeah.
You know what we'd like to do? Sorry, Mike, you go.
I feel remiss in doing my research for appearing. I didn't even know that was a thing. I would love to see that. Is it like, yeah. Was it just a live stream, or does it live as a video?
Both. So we live stream it, and then it's saved on YouTube. So the people that didn't get a chance to watch it the first time, they get to watch it over and over again on YouTube.
Oh, that's awesome, actually.
That is
what we'd love to do. I think what we could probably do with our crew is have everyone do a live take of their verse in a track, and then we could sort of mix them and splice them together and sort of do almost like a little one of those NPR Tiny Desk concerts, except with our guys. That's something I'd like to look into. That might be fun.
That'd be so dope.
We'll have to see about it.
There's nothing to see about it. I mean, it's possible. You just need the right people for it.
Of course.
I mean, that's the thing, too, with our crew. Like, there's people in there that aren't necessarily, you know, rappers, producers. There's people in there that, like, specialize in the visual arts, too.
So we have so many people that basically anytime we start a new project or we need something that's sort of Not what you'd expect. We just sort of put out a call and people come with awesome suggestions. Like, for instance, our cover art is just sourced either through Instagram or on our server, where we have another album coming out this year, and I sort of gave a description for what I wanted the cover art to look like based on, you know, how the album sounded. And then I set a deadline. I said, you know, 1 month from now, we're going to vote on the best art. And then I got, I think, 5 or 6 submissions from people who made this incredible art. I mean, Mike, you just saw it. People had some really awesome ideas for the next album. And then I don't decide which one we use. We just let the server vote on it, and whichever art gets the most votes ends up being our cover. And so it's awesome just to be able to sort of put out a message to everyone, say, hey, we're looking for someone who wants to, you know, host a podcast or who wants to do some cover art. And then we just have so many people who are willing to jump at the chance. It's really cool. Really great community.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I haven't been to your server. Hopefully I get a chance to see it one day. I mean, that just sounds like a great community. It just looks so cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I have people always ask me how I can keep track of everything, but I'm like, this is like my hobby. This is just what I like doing in my free time, you know? I have no problem following everybody and all the little projects they're working on, just because these guys are great artists and they're my friends. So
some people do Sudoku. You just start media empires. That's your hobby.
This whole entire thing started because I was bored at work and I needed something to do. And so now, 4 months later, I think May, June, July. Yeah, we're about 4 months from when I started this. We have one full length album out, one EP out. I just uploaded our next EP to streaming services. And then we are like a third of the way through mixing our next full album. And we already have about 3 or 4 more projects in the work after that. So we're kind of like dropping music like crazy.
Almost like it's never ending.
Yeah, that's why it's called the Never Ending Mixtape, because it's not stopping anytime soon. We have enough songs in the vault that we could just, if we decided to sit down and do 10 track albums, which isn't what we're doing, but if we decided to sit down and just say, hey, we want to release everything that we can right now and do 10 track albums, we could probably release, with the amount of material we have recorded right now, we could probably release about like 7 albums from where we are now. It's just bonkers. Kind of insane. And yeah, it's crazy to keep to keep managing all that, but I love doing it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can definitely tell. And clever on Never Ending, by the way. And it's weird because I started the podcast because I was bored and wanted something to do. So now I have this giant show, and it's crazy that you were bored and wanted something to do, and now you got this whole mixtape group together. I mean,
yeah, that's how it happened.
Boredom is the mother of invention. Bored people make stuff.
Yeah, I gotta thank the pandemic for that, because if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have made this.
Yeah, that's a good point. The pandemic is when, I mean, it was, I don't want to say over, because it's nowhere near over, but it was dying down and people were going back to work when I started this, because there was really not much you could do except for, you know, do stuff at home, just like work on different side projects you had. But I also missed being around people and, you know, seeing friends and being social. And so this was the perfect way to keep myself busy and meet people and stay social while, you know, just from my home or from my desk at work.
Yeah, totally. I get you 100%. 100%. And I hope all those things you guys want and have in the future. I mean, I know that's just from earlier, but I just wanted to just let you know the concert thing can definitely happen. It's not hard, and if you guys want, I mean, I could tune in and help a little bit and get it started. I mean,
yeah, we're definitely gonna have to hit you up about some details regarding that, because we need to find some people with experience doing that for sure.
Yeah, totally. And I have lots of experience doing it. So whenever you guys are like ready to have one or you guys want one, please make sure to let me know about it so we can get some
Excellent.
going. Just trust me, with me, you guys are totally in good hands.
That's good to know.
I
You
feel
never
safe.
can tell, but yeah, you're right, Mike. I feel safe.
The show's for. And now we've been chattering all about, but seriously, everybody's been waiting for the music and they're like, why are they just chatting away? And I mean, no offense, because I know you like talking,
Oh,
but
no, yeah, we're talkers.
seriously, going on with everything, so talking about your latest project, I saw on Instagram. Why don't you speak about that a little bit? Because I know that, firstly, that's a really good song, by the way, that you guys recently put on Instagram.
Oh, thank you.
And it's amazing.
We I believe the track you're probably talking about is Ride High. I think that was the single we dropped before our EP, which came out last week, which is called Momentum. Ride High is a lot of fun, though. That's a very bouncy song, very catchy hook. It's stuck in your head.
Yeah, shout out Long Arm on that one.
Yeah, we have our boy Wolfman Longarm, great artist, and he came through with a really sticky hook. But the track that I sent in to you is actually something different. Is that the one that you're gonna be playing?
Oh yeah, and then the one I was talking about was the one Slapper with Rock and Sock Connection with
Oh, that's actually our boy DeLorean McFly. He's one of the producers on our server, and he's got a new track coming out. Depending on when this podcast airs, it'll either be out or coming out, but it's September 22nd, I believe, and it's a really great song. I've heard it. He sent it to me, and it actually started out on our server. A beat that he produced on there has now become its own song, and he's releasing it. So definitely, if you're listening to this, go check that out. DeLorean McFly, great artist, great producer.
awesome. Good to know. Good to know. Who was the genius that designed your the cover? Because Wesley showed me a cover with a bunch of y'all's little emoji faces on it, and I thought that was like so cute. Who was the genius behind making the
That's actually the same guy we were just talking about who did the hook on our song Ride High, Wolfman Longarm. He is a producer, engineer, vocalist, and he does cover art as well. And he took, I think there are like 20 people from the server, and he took them all, turned them into little cartoon characters, sort of like emojis, and then put them on the cover of the album. So the people on the cover of the album are little cartoon versions of people who actually, appear on the album. There's some producers, there are some vocalists on there, and it's a lot of fun. It's sort of just it's an eye-catching cover because it looks, it's very vibrant and bright, but it's also kind of corny. It looks kind of homemade, which is sort of the point because that's sort of how our music was. It just came about. We all just sort of did it from our own homes, and so we figured the art had to reflect that. Our next few projects are going to look much different than that, but I think we were all pretty psyched about the little cartoon guys that he made for us during that one.
oh, sick. It was so adorable, especially Wesley. His was so cute. The emoji
Yeah,
was so cute.
Wesley's a cute guy. Love Wesley. Shout out Wesley Rocco once again.
Adorable. Shout out Wesley.
Wesley's the man.
Yeah.
We had him on our podcast a little bit. I was on one episode with him, Mike. I think you were on episodes as well. And I always
Definitely.
love talking to him. He's an awesome artist. He's just a good guy in general, cares a lot about the music and the project.
Energy, his energy is so infectious to me. Like even when he submits a verse and stuff, like it hypes me up so much. Like his energy is special.
Yeah, yeah. And he's definitely a student of rap where you can tell he's very influenced by a lot of old school stuff, but he still stays up to date with what's going on now. And you can see that in the way that he writes and the way that he performs. He's like I said, he's a great dude. Not much else you can say about it, honestly.
All the fans of this show, if you haven't listened to the Wesley Rocco episode, definitely go back to that one because he's a delight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The fans, they love Wesley. I've had him twice on the show, and he's insane. I love him.
Oh, I only heard one. I got to go back myself. I never miss a Wesley Rocco appearance. Never.
You gotta go see one. There's one, and then we recently did another one together. It's not released yet, but it's gonna be released months later.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, what's your? I'm curious. What's your schedule like when you're releasing something? Do you record it, and then what do you go through, like a mixing process, and then drop it as soon as you can, or do you have to? You know, is there a delay on all your stuff? You were saying before we started recording that you have a lot of episodes you do on a regular basis. And so I'm curious because, I mean, Mike is our man for our podcast, and he does a lot of work. I feel bad the amount of work that you're taking on, Mike. But passion project. And so how much work, you know, is it for you to put out this podcast? I'm curious.
It was a lot, and trust me, it's so much, and I'm connected to a lot of platforms, so I'm always having people, like, hit me up, like, I use also Matchmaker, and please don't say the love thing, it's not
catch
a love
me
thing.
A catch, find me a find.
Oh, God.
You know no? No quoting on the pod? My bad.
I don't think I know it, no.
I'm not that old, sorry.
I use Matchmaker, and it's like a thing for podcasters. They can go on there, they can chat with other people. It's like a Discord version. It's like a Discord version for podcasts. So people go on there. Some people email me. People are like, hey, can I be on your show? And I've had that. Actually, I've had somebody, a Grammy-winning artist, hit me up, and I was like, oh, my God. I was, like, freaking out. My friend didn't believe me. His name's Easy. He's a Grammy-winning artist, and I was like, oh, my
God. I need to know.
Mike needs to know.
I need to know. Can we have a vague clue? And I won't make any guesses, but maybe the audience can guess in their own heads.
Guess what?
A clue
who this
to
Grammy-winning Grammy- artist was.
Tells you his name is DC Glenn.
It's a hell of a clue.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah. I have a guess clue on that one. That's awesome.
It's an actual person. They're actually part of a group. He's been on commercials. He made he made that song, and I interviewed him a while back. And that was amazing. I will never forget that moment that he asked me.
Yeah, you should get a Grammy too. You launched that, dude. I don't know a lot about the story, but you should get one too.
That's awesome though to make those connections. There's nothing that you know what's crazy, and I'm sure you've probably felt the same way doing this pod, is that a lot of these people who are really talented, and some of them you might consider them to be famous, you know, in your eyes because they're an artist you really like. It's not as hard to get in contact with them as you would think. Like, for instance, there are a few rappers that I really love, and they're not the biggest rappers in the world, but to me, they're big because I listen to their music all the time. And then when I was looking for some potential features on an upcoming project, I just sent them messages on Instagram or Twitter. Or I looked at their profile and found an email and just sent an email to them just to ask about, you know, being on a song and their rates. And they got right back to me. And it was actually amazing because I did not expect to be able to get in contact with these guys, but a lot of them were just texting back just like regular, saying like, all right, send me some beats. And that kind of like blew my mind a little bit, just how accessible some of these artists are. Something I thought was really cool. And one of them liked our track so much. Not only did they do the verse that I was asking them for, but they ended up doing a hook on top of it just for free because they thought the project was cool. So that was definitely a moment that I'm not going to forget. Is an artist I admire and look up to, not only let me pay them to be on our track, and it wasn't a lot of money. They're a smaller artist, but then they liked it so much they went above and beyond and did a whole hook for us. It was a cool moment.
Oh, sick. All right. Loving all this. And I can see why he wanted to be a part of it. I mean, you guys are so dope. I mean, who wouldn't want a collab?
Beyonce, apparently. She's the one we can't get.
Yeah, episode two. I feel anybody that's listening to this kind of crossover, if you go back into our pod, the second episode, like, in editing that and, like, you know, putting that thing together, We do have some spicy takes on Jay-Z and Beyonce, and I'm a little afraid now as a person because Beyonce's fan base is
rabid. Yeah, you don't want to make them mad.
Yeah.
Bayhive.
I'm a little, the Bayhive. I'm a little nervous. I mix up the names of Partition and Formation, which my wife told me.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that when I was listening to it. He calls Beyonce's track Formation, he calls it Partition, and it sounds like she's like dancing in a bathroom stall or something. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about with that. That was awesome. Yeah. And then, I mean, no, that's awesome. That's the kind of Freudian slip I like.
Yeah, 100%. She's like hella busy. Like, she's celebrating her 40th birthday. She's collaborating with a lot of artists. She's recovering from the Savage remix. That's still a thing.
And she's too busy to get on our pod, apparently. But yeah, maybe next season.
Too busy to pick up the phone when I call.
Yeah, 3 a.m. her time.
But to get her, I'd be very surprised.
Nah, you gotta start small, you know. You gotta find some artists who respect your favorite artists, and then you gotta get them on your track, and then you've gotta show your favorite artist, hey, we did this track with this guy, and then work your way up the ladder. It's like a reverse pyramid scheme. It's like I don't know how you'd say pyramid in reverse. Dam or rip or something, you know?
Yeah. It's like the Louvre, an upside down pyramid. I don't know what the word for that is.
Yeah, triangle.
Anyway, like Beyonce, I'm done with it. It's Kelly Rowland. I'm calling now. She'll probably pick up.
I admire her.
She's awesome, and
that Nelly song is a banger. Like that Nelly song she's on is a banger. I don't care what anybody says.
Kelly and Nelly, that's like peanut butter and jelly. Bars. Oh man. Yeah, we were actually just talking about Nelly the other day. Mike, you had a hot take. You said Nelly is the greatest rap artist of all time, right?
This is not what I said. I said that Nelly is the funnest rapper to listen to, and I stand by that. His songs are a pure delight. Pimp Juice is a pure delight.
Pimp Juice by Nelly is the most enjoyable song to listen to of all time.
Hot take.
Wow, apparently you've never listened to Caw.
The sound a crow makes?
Oh man,
I don't know. You made a Queens of the Stone Age reference before that I didn't get. So like,
yeah,
I'm clearly out of tune.
Nah, yeah, you're out of tune for sure. No, I'm just screwing around. We're just screwing around. But yeah, no. Long story short, we're on our way to getting Beyonce on the album. But I don't know if she's gonna make the final cut. I don't want to promise anyone placement.
I mean, not with that Red Lobster shit. Like, if you come correct, Beyonce, like, you're more than welcome on the Never Ending mixtape. But
yeah,
if you start talking about like Red Lobster, you're out.
Mm-hmm. If she's repping Olive Garden, then she's in because they're chicken yolky. That's the way to go. But Red Lobster, unless you're talking Endless Shrimp, forget about it, Beyonce.
Outback Steakhouse, number one.
Nah, Longhorn Steakhouse. Trumps out. Yeah, I'm just saying. Longhorn over Outback any day of the week. Outback's cool. I like their grilled flavor from Down Under, but I definitely prefer Longhorn Steakhouse. Me and my girlfriend go there every anniversary.
I'm sorry, you can cut all this out. This is pure nonsense.
No, I mean, it's true, though. We do go there every anniversary. And because, I mean, paying for all these tracks, all I can afford is the Longhorn Steakhouse. Just kidding.
Oh, that's so sweet. Nice.
So what I noticed, I had a question for you. I noticed on your Instagram, you make these cool little graphics every time you're announcing an episode. Where do you do that? How do you? I'm so bad at that. I'm so bad at coming up with little graphics for our Instagram, and it seems like you have that on lock.
I use Canva, and I love doing that. So every person that I interview, they get their own little post, and I use Canva. I love Canva. It's so easy. It takes me about 5 minutes to make a little something.
Well, they come out really, really great. I really like the art style. I think somebody recommended that to me before Canva. I'm gonna have to add that to the list because I'm running out of ways to put filters on our logo and make it look like something different.
Oh, damn. Oh, my God. But yeah, definitely try it out. It's amazing.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
I just wrote a note. That was a great suggestion. I never even heard of that before.
That would be good for some of our stuff because we're trying to... What you got to do is get on TikTok. I mean, that's what we're trying to do with our podcast, too, is promoted on TikTok because that's the way to get people to listen to it. Shout out TikTok. Maybe there's a snippet of this. Yeah, maybe there's gonna be a snippet of this on TikTok. So shout out TikTok.
We're working on a big dance routine that we could just do in the middle of a field somewhere. But it's not coming together as
we hoped. Sometimes I listen to our tracks and I look for moments that I'm like, this could become like, you know, this could go viral on TikTok. Like this spot right here in the song, I could see this being like the 10 seconds of fame. That we have is if this particular moment in this track becomes like a dance. But
what I choose to hear there is that you're at home by yourself working on choreography for the songs. That's what I heard there. I don't
know
what
you said. If it's gonna get people to listen to our next album, I will totally do a dance routine in my apartment to whatever track people decide. Actually, I shouldn't say that because
do not make that commitment, man.
You're
the thong song, and you're gonna be all over.
Wait, did you say a thong song? Oh my god, that is the best track of all time.
Shout out Cisco.
Yeah, thong song. Yeah, we actually have a twerk song on our next album, so I really don't want to make that commitment because I don't want to be held to that. But we will see. We will see.
What constitutes a twerk song?
A song that's about twerking. That's pretty much it. Oh, okay. There's one requirement. And there's some claps in it, you know?
Like cheeks?
Yeah, like that, pretty much, but with an ass. Yeah, so we have that coming up. We actually have a lot of cool tracks coming up on our next album that we're excited because it feels like we actually have some songs that have single potential. So very pumped to share that with the world. Very pumped for everyone to hear it.
Nice. That is so good to hear. And as far as recording goes, I gotta do 2 episodes a week or else I just gotta go on the release kind of thing. Gotta make sure that they get their episodes and they get to promote it because I make sure that the guests themselves promote it. That's why I also made the Canva because if you tell them about it, you got to tell the guest about the show because they're going to go and promote about it.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's like the cool thing. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You go, Mike. No, you go.
I'm like amazed by that process because you're turning out some, like, for me, doing one thing a week, like I'm doing the primary editing and stuff. Like it's such a hard thing to keep up with just, you know, doing one episode a week. I can't imagine how you're handling the editing process doing multiple releases a week. That's bonkers to me. Yeah. Cheers to you.
Oh, thanks. And since you said that, nice compliment, I won't say that side thing about editing. There's a side thing with editing that I won't say anything. Be a little secret.
Yeah.
Say it.
Secrets. Uh-oh.
Do we have a clue?
I can't tell you. It's embarrassing. You guys will hate me.
No, we wouldn't hate you.
Are you sure?
Are you working with that Grammy guy? Is that what this is? Is he mixing your pods for you? I'm just playing.
Just say a word that starts with A if he's in the room.
Well, it's not really a person.
Yeah. You have a bot to do it for you. Right?
A robot.
A bot either.
Is it Craig?
Is it Craig?
Oh, Craig is shit.
Craig is, for those of you listening, Craig is the bot that's recording us right now on the server. And I don't know I don't know what else Craig does. And, you know, I've taught myself never to trust robots, but so far he seems like he's passing all the vibe checks.
I mean, I haven't checked the messages yet, but Craig sent me a couple of messages and it looks like they're pictures. So I'm a little nervous.
Oh, man.
Relax. He's not. He didn't. Say something. A little sidetracking.
But yeah, that's
the never-ending podcast. It's 100% sidetrack.
We try
to have a track, but it never works out.
Yeah, we have like two different types of episodes. One is where we try to keep on theme and we just completely veer off course. And the other one is where we come up with like a couple questions beforehand. But so far, that's only worked with me and a very specific small group of people who can stay on topic. So it's just fun.
I have the attention span of a puppy. Like, I can't. I try, but I can't. I can't.
Well, that explains quite a bit, but
yeah, for real.
The little secret is that please don't hate me, but I don't edit at all.
Yeah, just raw recordings.
I love that. It's like a live. It's like a live performance. I love that.
Yeah, just hitting the raw. No, I think that's awesome. It's you know, so what we're hearing now is what we're gonna be getting.
So I can say anything and they'll stay in.
Yep.
No, not anything, Mike. Mike's gonna just go on a rant about this group he loves. What is their name, Mike? The
Turquoise Jeep.
Turquoise Jeep. Shout out Turquoise
Musically, Jeep. Musically, have you ever heard of Turquoise Jeep?
Doesn't ring a bell.
They're like one of my favorite groups, and they are like it's comedy in a way. But like their beats are so fire. If anybody that's listening to this wants to search for Turquoise Jeep, I highly, highly recommend it. You're not gonna be disappointed.
Ooh, all right. I'm gonna hit up. I'm gonna check them out. I might even hit them up for an interview, and I might surprise you and say, "Hey, your favorite group. God. I'm gonna interview them."
If you get a Turquoise Jeep interview, I don't know. First off, I don't know jack about Turquoise Jeep. I can't say I knew their music before Mike started talking about them. And I've heard a couple songs, but I would not consider myself like knowledgeable about them at all. But if you scored an interview, the one thing I do know is that Mike would be insanely jealous.
Yeah, keep me in mind for that one, because I have a lot of questions for Flint Flossy is the head guy on Turquoise Jeep. Shout out Flint Flossy big time.
Yeah, I'll let you know if that happens. Keep you posted. And wow, we've really sidetracked. Actually, I like this.
I like sidetracking, you know? We're just chilling, talking. It's all related to the music. So, what, do you have some questions for us? Hit us with your questions if you have them. I'm curious.
I did have questions, but we've been sidetracked for so long. I'm starting to get comfortable with just this. So
I'm thinking of a thing. You have 20 questions to guess it. Go.
No, we're not doing that.
We're not doing 20 questions. It's not like road trip games. That's my favorite road trip game, is the 20 questions game. I think that it's a brain exercise. It's like a, you know, keep the brain sharp exercise.
Oh, no way. I just came back from school. I'm not doing any more thinking.
Yeah, your brain, that's a your good... brain did its thing already.
No way.
Every time I come home from work, I need like a little decompress. I like that you use your decompress to still do content. Like, that's really impressive.
Oh, yeah, you gotta keep pushing. I mean, the one thing, though, is that I'm the only one. Like, I don't have, like, a constant co-host like you do. I mean, that's something that I'm jealous of. Like, I don't have a constant co-host with me.
Craig just put up a sad emoji, sad eye emoji. Craig's with you.
Craig's not a co-host. He doesn't speak at all. No, I'm talking about a real person. I don't have anyone, so it's much harder for me because I'm basically everything. I handle social media, I handle interviews, I handle pretty much everything on my own. It's a lot for me, so that's why I gotta have two things a week because I gotta keep going because if I don't, the more episodes are going to stack on and stack on, and it's going to get to the point where I have 50 episodes I have not published yet.
It's like my nightmare. It really is. Like, you just record so much stuff, and you can never get it all out. I think I have, like, fever dreams where I wake up in the middle of the night. Like, I also want to, like, when people give us an hour of their time, I want to make sure that at least some part of that gets to air. Like, nothing has hit the cutting room floor yet, and, like, I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, that's really... That is really awesome.
Hey, right. You guys have such good chemistry, you and your co-host. I just don't have that.
Well, who knows? Maybe some one of these people that you end up interviewing will say, hey, I'd like to do this with you. You never know. I mean, I never thought I'd have chemistry with these people on this pod. I was a little worried about the pod when we started it because I was like, I was like, what if we have nothing to talk about, you know? But, nah, we just sort of wing it, and it hasn't been bad so far. We enjoy it. I think it's all about just meeting the right people and talking to them.
I hope you all this way when I get to be on y'all's podcast soon.
We are a very welcoming group of people. We might get off... we might go off the rails, and it may be a crazy conversation, but we allow everyone to be part of that conversation.
100%.
All righty. Sounds good to me. I'm welcoming. Maybe soon you'll even invite me to that server y'all have been chatting about.
You definitely have another guest on one of our upcoming pods. We will. You're on the schedule. Don't you worry. That'll be... a thing that's happening.
Sounds good. Good to me. But I know we've been babbling off. I wanted to get at least a few music related things in before time runs out.
Sure.
So firstly, shows the process of music. So how's the songwriting, music production, distributing music, like how does that whole thing start and begin to make a hit?
On our server, what we do is we have a channel called Submissions, and that is where producers drop beats, and they can be any style. There's no criteria. If you create a beat and you want it to be considered for use, you just put it there. And then we all vote on it, and we vote by just reacting to the beats. We you know, give them thumbs up, give them fire emojis, whatever. And then the beats that get the most attention, we approve. And so I take those beats and I put them into this category called open beats. And we have about 15 going at a time. And then any beat that has been approved and is in the open category is fair game for submissions. So vocalists can come in, they can drop verses on them, they can do hooks, they can do bridges. Other producers can come in and say, hey, I'd like to add something to the beat. You know, a producer can create a beat switch, whatever. It's completely free range for anyone who wants to come in and add to that track. And then once a track has enough verses, once a track has enough structure that we consider it done, we close it out. I collect everyone's vocals and we get the track mixed, put it all together, arrange it, and then it becomes part of our project. The thing is, though, we have so many tracks going at one time that they're not all guaranteed to make it, and if they do make it, they're not all guaranteed to be on the same project. So for instance, we noticed we had a couple songs that were more electronic or house focused. And so we actually have a house EP coming out, which is going to be like 5 or 6 tracks that are all one genre. And exclusive, yeah. And so we have different themed projects coming out in addition to our main projects. But what I do is I sort of coordinate the main projects pretty heavily, and now I'm letting other people coordinate these side projects that are more themed and focused. And so that's essentially the process. Anyone has a shot. That's what I always like to say. That's my favorite thing about it. I say everyone has a shot, but not everyone gets a spot, because anyone can submit a beat, anyone can submit a verse, but they're not guaranteed to make it on there unless they're the best of the best, unless they fit the theme, they fit the track right. And then once the track is good, yeah, we just move forward like that. It's an amazingly quick process when the beat hits right. When there's some beat that comes out that everyone likes, you blink, and then a couple hours later you have about 5-6 verses on it to pick between. And so we've had songs finished in a matter of hours. We actually have a track on our first album that's called Menace, and that beat was only open for about 2 or 3 hours before the entire song was finished, because people just liked it so much that they just did their thing, and then it was done. So yeah, that's our process.
There's definitely FOMO, like when something that you really like goes live. Like I've stopped doing things that I was doing. Like I remember one time I was like outside raking leaves, and I look at Discord real quick, and I listen to a beat, and I was like, all right, I think I can rake leaves later. I'm just gonna have to run in real quick and do this. Like you want to get on it as soon as you can, not because it'll fill up, but it's just like the excitement of something new is really motivating.
Yeah, for yeah.
Me. Oh yeah, 100%. And so when someone submits it, do you guys vote on it, or do you guys just say is it good or not?
We vote on it in the form of reactions, where people will give it thumbs up or, you know, react to it like that. But then also we comment on them, and we all give our criticisms. We all say what we like about a verse, what we don't like about it. Sometimes people will re-record their verse and change things up. But also it should be clear that just because a verse gets a lot of attention and gets a lot of votes doesn't mean it's going to make it to a song. There have been times where somebody dropped a really great verse, but it didn't match the theme of the track at all, and it didn't really go in with the other submissions. Like, it didn't make sense in the context of the song, and so I've had to cut it. And then there have been other times where a verse came out and didn't get a lot of attention, and a lot of, you know, people weren't really reacting to it as much, but I liked it a lot, and I thought it fit the song, and so it we ended up using it. Like, Mike Stan's verse on Who You Foolin', that one like no attention, and I was like, no, that's the centerpiece of the song, what are you talking about? And so yeah. It completely depends on how we feel about it. And by we, I mean, I'll be honest,
you
yeah, like the buck stops at me. I make the final decisions, but I try to take everyone's feedback and input into account as much as possible, because if I just use what I thought was best every single time, then people would not feel the need to submit, because you know, like obviously I have preferences and everything like that. And so I really try to listen to the community. I ask a lot of people what their thoughts are. I let producers arrange tracks that they made the beat for, because sometimes, to be quite honest, I don't want to be responsible for the backlash if people don't like it. I'd rather just say like, hey, you know, the producer wanted this guy on the song, sorry, it's not me. But yeah, that's the process, that's how it goes with us.
Oh, clever. I like it. All right, very
it's like a figurehead democracy. It's like parliament, but there's still, you know, the king and queen. Like people say the things, but the king still says what's up.
Yeah, I wear a powdered wig.
Right. Which sounds like, you know, authoritarian and like scary, but like I can say, and I've heard this from multiple people on the server, like as an artist, it's very freeing, because like, you know, Stu's the final word. Like he says what he wants to hear. And as like an artist, if it doesn't click, you know, there'll be another beat tomorrow. Try again.
Yeah.
It's quite freeing, honestly.
Yeah, I like it. I like how you guys are going on with that. It's fair, it's correct, I like it. And how would you guys overall as a group describe your music?
Well, that's the interesting thing is that, well, Mike, you talk. I'm talking too much.
Yeah, I think volume one has a sound, and that sound is reflective of people that are just getting together and seeing what this thing can do. So the sound is definitely, in my opinion, like I started in like July. I've been in there for like 2 months. So a lot of that stuff was created before I was there. But I think the overall sound is definitely hip hop based on volume one, but kind of the themes and the, you know, the feelings and the through lines are definitely a little bit disparate. And that's a reflection of the project getting off its feet and feeling. I mean, in my biased opinion, it's really good. But from what I've heard, kind of the stuff that's coming up, we're starting to gel as an actual group, as an actual like collaborative project. So people get into their own niches. People, like Stu was saying before, people are working on house EPs. People are working on, you know, different little genres. And the same rappers, the same, you know, singers, the same vocalists, the same producers are just stretching different muscles. So it would be exciting if somebody listened to kind of the whole Never Ending Mixtape as a whole and they were like, wow, these guys do a lot of different things. I think that would be a great compliment for a lot of the people working on it, because they try new stuff. They're willing to experiment. They're willing to put themselves out there, you know.
Yeah,
sometimes
I mean,
it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Somebody said that the first album we put out is essentially like a really good playlist where there are a lot of different styles and they're all on the same tape, but also they're arranged and sequenced in a way that they make sense and they flow into each other well. But I'll be the first one to say that everything we've released up until now is not thematic, and we have just been putting out the best tracks we can make. We haven't really tried to do anything more ambitious than that. We just sort of wanted to create great music, and I think we've done some of that for sure. But I also think that in the future going forward with our music, you're going to see a lot more focus and you're going to see a lot more ambition. The second album, second full-length album we have coming out, it's going to be called Never Ending Mixtape Volume 2. It will be out within the next few months, and it is a lot more unified as far as sound goes. I sort of visualize it like a crazy pop album dance party from hell, where I almost think of the most recent Nerd album, if anyone's listened to that album. They have an album called No One Ever Really Dies, and it's a fantastic album. And the thing I like about that project is there are a lot of different sounds on it. There is a lot of interesting lyrical content on it, but overall it is just a fun tape to listen to. It is just a fun project, and that's sort of what I want to do, is to make something that is short, snappy. You can either pick three songs from it and listen to them on your playlist, or you can sit down and listen to it front to back and it makes sense either way. And I think from what I've seen so far and the track list that I've created for it, I think we've done that. So I'm very excited, because we have, I mean, the possibilities are limitless. You know, we have people who like to make industrial music. We have people who like to make boom bap, people who like to do more of a, you know, rage trap style. We have every type of person on our server. So I don't want to say that we do one thing. We try to do it all, at least.
Oh, I respect that 100%. I love that you guys do different styles and just include everybody. I love it.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. I appreciate it.
It's a credit to the producers. Like, you know, one person that jumps to my mind right now is Stum. Like, we have one producer, a British cat who... UK cat who I remember you saying in another podcast, you're like, you never know what to expect from him, but everything is different and everything is interesting and good. He's trying different stuff. He's crushing, in my opinion.
Well, we're gonna hit him up too.
Yeah, he's a great, I mean, one of my favorite producers we have. We have so many guys, though. It's hard for me to pick favorites because everyone's so talented in their own ways. But he is a awesome, awesome
just
dude.
Just as an example. I mean, I could say five more examples, but
oh yeah,
he just dropped a bonkers song that we're working on the server. So he's like front of my mind. I had this one like Brian Wilson sample in my head for like 10 years. And finally somebody ran with it. And it's like a really exciting time to see that start to get fleshed out.
Yeah. That's another thing that's cool about our server is that if you have a song you want someone to turn into a beat, if you have a sample idea, you can just post it. We have a channel called Requests and you say, hey, I think this might be good to sample. This might make a good beat. And then there's so many producers out there that within hours, sometimes somebody's like, okay, I sampled it for you. What do you think? You know, it feels like I just ask for something and somebody's like, yeah, I'll help you with that. It's so cool.
Yeah, 100%. I'm with you there. I just love to how you guys are well put together. I mean, I want to be a part of you guys. I hope in the future I get to see more of this and hopefully even to be a part of it and help you guys make more content in the future.
We hope everyone sees more of this for sure. The more you know, the more people we can extend this to, the better. So we're with you on that.
Absolutely. Starting with that concert, which hopefully it'll start soon.
The sky's the limit. I can't say anything for sure, but who knows?
Literally anything can happen. We didn't have a podcast 2 weeks ago, and now we have. Now we have a podcast. I don't even like, not just with this crew, with the technology and the skills people have now. You know, like your Instagram graphics look so cool. Like I imagine you didn't go to school for graphic design, you know, like people can produce like amazing things, or maybe you did go to school for graphic design. I don't know.
I did not.
But so to my point, like, you know, it looks great and nobody would know, like, you know, nobody would know. It looks amazing. I feel like in the 70s, like you would have to go to college to be able to create that thing. But, you know, technology is leveling the playing field. If you're talented, you can rise up and create cool stuff. There's not those hard brick and mortar barriers anymore, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh yes, 100%. No point. And I want to just tell you guys honestly, I just want to thank you both for, first of all, representing the Never Ending Mixtape. You guys are so amazing. And honestly, I'm so proud of everything that's happened to you guys. And I'm just so excited to see what is ahead of you.
I am very happy to hear that. I'm happy you're a fan, and I am grateful that you allowed us to be on this podcast. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a million. It's nice to meet another music podcaster. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And I'm so excited for the fans to get to hear the second part. That'll be very exciting.
For sure.
I can't wait for them to hear the ending. This is not the end. This is second.
It never ends. It never will never ending. Ever end.
Hashtag never ended.
Well, that could be a nice title, the never ending podcast episode, the never ending duo, or something. Yep. Would never end.
You're really encroaching on the trademark there. You're gonna hear from the never ending attorneys. The law firm of never ending, never ending, and never ending.
You're going to have never ending legal troubles.
Come on. I'm in these titles.
Your move, Beyonce. Yeah. But no, for real, though, it was great being here. I'm glad that you had us on. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you guys have any lasting questions about anything or anything I left? Anything about me or the show?
I think we're good. I think we can wait until you're on our podcast to ask any more questions about you. Got to save some content for the next one, you know. I'll just close my part by saying thank you to anyone who's listening. If you want to check us out, we are the Never Ending Mixtape. We're streaming everywhere. We are on Instagram and Instagram and Twitter. And I know that Musically is going to play our track Jaws in this episode. So if you like what you're hearing, please listen to some more.
Check out the Never Ending Podcast streaming every week. We're going to do episodes all the way through.
I was waiting for you to jump in with the pod promotion, Mike. I didn't want to steal your thunder.
I'm sorry.
And Mike is the host. Mike, that beautiful man on this podcast with us, is the host of the Never Ending Podcast. You can catch me on quite a few episodes. You can catch Mike on even more. And you can catch the rest of our crew scattered throughout. So, good stuff.
Awesome. Oh, good stuff. That could be a nice trademark. Never Ending Mixtape. Good stuff.
Patent pending.
That's it. It's like, it's like Paris Hilton. That's hot. That's good stuff. We should just say that's hot. That's your bare thing.
Yeah, bring it back, man.
Yeah. No,
that's sick. Cool. That's a commercial thing. That's a commercial thing you guys can all gather around into the beach and be like, with a Never Ending Mixtape. Good stuff. That's hot.
Yeah, that sounds like beach stuff.
Yeah, that's definitely beach stuff. Which I'm not opposed to. I love some beach things.
He's so bad. Oh, I'm on beaches. Yeah. All right. So, are we wrapping up then?
Oh, yeah. I'm just gonna say a few things before y'all get crazy and leave me alone.
I gotta go eat some soup. All right. Say your piece. Let's hear it.
Soup time. Say your piece.
Soup time.
It's just all right. Firstly, I just want to thank them both for being here. You guys, please make sure you guys check out the Never Ending Mixtape on Instagram and Twitter. I believe they're the same thing. Make sure to also check out their podcast. Make sure, please do. You're missing out if you're not checking them out. Just saying. Second part's coming soon, so if you guys want more of these funny and really out there guys, second part's coming soon. So look out for that. It'll be all over my social media. I'll be gushing about it too. So expect messages about it. Thank you again for being here. I'm so excited for what we have in store in the future. And yeah, I hope you guys have a great shit. My mouth's now tangled.
Rest
of
great rest. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a million. We joke around a lot. We like to have fun, but I really appreciate the space and talking about our stuff. So thank you a million.
Of course, you guys are so incredible and so amazing. Cannot wait for more future things from you and us together and
exclusive.
Where I'm gone? Where'd you find that?
Jeez. But anyways, check them out. If you don't check them out, you're an asshole and you're missing out.
Hey, you're a dick if you don't listen to the Never Ending Mixtape. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah. Sounds good.
You're like fucking lame if you don't listen to the Never Ending Mixtape.
That's a tag right there.
You're fucking up, bitch. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Craig going to take us away?
He's not gonna speak. He doesn't speak at all. But I'm taking it away. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and stay tuned for more of these two knuckleheads. And have a great rest of your day or night, whatever the hell your time zone is. Have a good one, and bye.